Appreciate being in the Lord's house this evening. I'm really appreciative of everyone who's made an effort to be here tonight. I think we've just got an excellent crowd, especially given the weather. So I'm really thankful for everyone that's here, whether you're a visitor or a member. We're thankful you're here and really appreciate it. I really appreciated the service we had this morning. I really appreciated being able to feel the Lord. The Lord's just had my thoughts still on that hope today, and he directed me to this verse. I felt like sharing it in the 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 19 says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." I'm thankful that my hope isn't anchored in a Savior for just this life, but my joy comes from the guarantee that I am assured beyond the grave. If he never did another single thing for me down here on this earth, I'd still be able to say I'm blessed beyond measure because my hope is anchored in eternity. It's good to be here tonight, and I'm thankful for that hope. But we'll ask everyone that will, please stand to your feet. And I'm going to ask Cameron Mason to say the prayer. Turn over to Brother Taylor in the choir.
Page 313. Thank you.
Oh, thankful to be here tonight and thankful for this morning service. And I can't tell you how thankful I am for the prayers of the church this morning. And I know Jeremy desires every prayer that you can throw up tonight. So pray for this service, pray for our people, and pray for those that didn't move this morning, because I feel like there's a host of them. So I'm going to have you stand. Anybody have an unspoken request? Rose, any spoken requests?
Brother Andrew, I talked to Joe Thompson a little bit earlier today, and Sister Terry's having surgery Wednesday, and I know they were the desire of the church's prayers.
Amen. Remember that. Remember that. Remember all those that can't be here. I know there's a ton of them that would love to be here. They just physically can't. So remember them tonight. Anybody else? Yeah, remember that. Anybody else before we pray? Not, we'll ask Dave Jordan to lead us in prayer. Said I'm thankful to be here tonight, and I kind of had a scripture come on my heart this morning, and didn't have to use it, but wanted to read it tonight. It says, it's in Jeremiah. It says, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, and causing you to return to this place." And here's my favorite part. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And I'm thankful for that expected end. You know, it's more than a hope. It's something that I can feel daily. I'm thankful for that salvation that He gave me. But anybody have a song tonight? Jeremy, appreciate it. won't tarry too long. Anybody got a song? Pray for them as they come.
Really pray for us. Sister Karen, your testimony this morning was amazing. I really appreciate how the Lord moved in it. I've always thought so much of you just since I was a kid. But folks you think of, as high as you can think of them naturally, when you get connected with them spiritually, Solly, the Lord just gives you that much more love and appreciation for your people. And I'm so appreciative of how you moved this morning. So you pray for us. We just want to do the Lord would have us to do nothing more.
When I was lost by sin, I remember well that night that the Lord saved my soul from hell, and I thank God every day for his grace on me, 'cause I was washed, I'm redeemed, and I've been set free. And I thank the Lord for the glorious night when the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light at the altar where I prayed. Jesus washed my sins away, and oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me. Now there's been times I've walked away from the Lord. My sins were many, my heart grew cold. Fellowship was broken, I felt so all alone. Oh, but it didn't matter how far I'd gone. God was still faithful when I came back home.
Right.
My sins were forgiven, and grace to me was shown.
Amen.
Now I stand here before you tonight, rejoicing everything's all right. 'Cause in my heart, I know that I am saved. And oh, how I long to do God's will. Yes, I know I'll fail him still, but I'm so glad that his grace never will. And I thank the Lord for the glorious night when the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light at the altar where I pray. Jesus washed my sins away, and oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me. And oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me.
appreciate that song. Anybody else got a song? Got anything before we turn over to Jeremy? Keep thinking about our Sunday school lesson this morning. It said fall, mom's lesson was fall back in love with your church. And thought about that word love. And in the Bible it says God is love. You have to fall back into God so that you can love your church. If you're here tonight and God's calling you, it's time to fall back in love so that you can love your church. I'm going to turn back to Jeremy here. Pray for him tonight.
Jake. The service we've had so far, I really appreciate that song they sang. That's one of my favorites. I love that part. It says, "Now I stand here before you tonight, rejoicing everything's all right." There was a time in my life, I was just a six-year-old boy, Eric, but I didn't think everything was going to be all right. I thought for sure I was bound for a devil's hell. I thought for sure there was nothing I was going to be able to do to be all right. But I'm thankful I can stand here before you tonight and rejoice that everything's all right. It's been good to be here. I desperately desire your prayers tonight. I'm going to be in 1 Peter. I'm about as scared as I ever been. I thought, man, if it was up to me, I'd go run and hide somewhere. But all I can do tonight, Taylor, is hide behind the cross. That's all I want to do is glorify God. I don't want Jeremy Martin to be in the front at all. I just want to be hiding in the background and let him take over. So you just really pray for me tonight. I'm so nervous, but I desperately desire your prayers. We'll be in 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1, starting in verse 1. It says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in that last time." So you just really pray for us, and we'll try to follow the Lord. And if we just fell on our face, we'll just go sit down, and we'll let someone else stand up here. It ain't up to me. I just want to follow the Lord tonight. But in that first verse, it says, "To the strangers scattered throughout," and it names some different places. But then it goes on to say that they're elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now let me just explain a few things here. When it's talking about elect, there's a little bit of bad doctrine that's been going around for quite some time about what the elect are, Billy. There's some people who believe that before God ever created the world, that he set aside a certain group of people who would be able to get saved. And if you weren't a part of that that group of people, well, sorry about your luck. No matter how hard you tried, no matter how hard you prayed, that God would never offer salvation to you because you weren't part of that elect. Let me tell you good and well right now, not only do I not believe that, but that is a lie straight from the devil. John 3:16 says that whosoever will, I believe Sean Hendrickson, if I remember right, has a Bible that he's gotten. It has an engraving down here on the bottom of it. And sometimes, you know, most people put their name down here. And I believe, if I remember right, he has whosoever will written down there. I love that. I'm a part of the whosoever will. Let me tell you, I feel like Paul sometimes. I feel like the chief sinner. If it was up to God picking a select group of people, who would he would offer salvation to? Solly, I don't reckon he'd have picked me. I'm a pretty bad Christian, if you ask me. I've failed him so many times. If you had a record book of all the times I failed him, they probably wouldn't be able to close it. It'd be so full of papers. But when it's talking about the elect, because it says elect, what's it talking about there? Well, if you look at what the word elect actually means, it means to be chosen. If we flip over to the second chapter of 1 Peter, it says in there in the 9th verse that ye are a chosen generation. So what does elect mean? It means that it's the grand old church. So when Peter was talking to these strangers scattered throughout the land, he was talking that they were part of the grand old church, Andrew. That he wasn't talking to strangers to him. He was talking to his brothers in Christ that he got the same thing that he's got. So what is it that they've got? It tells them in there that they've been sanctified of the Spirit. What's that mean? They've been saved by the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful tonight that I'm part of the elect, not because God picked me out over everybody else, but because he sanctified me. He made me holy. That's what sanctification means. In our third article of faith, it says that we fell from that holy and happy state. It said that man was created in holiness. Adam was created in holiness, but I wasn't created in holiness. We fell from that holy and happy state. So in order to be a part of the elect, we have to be sanctified yet again, because we were never holy to begin with. I've messed my Bible all up, but that's all right. Let's look here. It says, sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience. I love that obedience. If you look here, I'm just going to read one verse in Romans. It says, for as one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Let me tell you one thing for sure. There's a lot I don't know. But in order to be sanctified, it wasn't from anything that Jeremy Martin did. It was through the obedience of one man. That's not one man, Jeremy Martin. That's one man, Jesus Christ, who saw fit to see a world full of lost sinners who didn't deserve nothing but a devil's hell. And he decided, he loved us so much, Dave Jordan, that he got on Calvary's Hill and he hung his arms on the cross. He had let him nail those nails through his hands and feet. He let him put that crown of thorns on top of his head. He let that blood run down. Because he loved you and me. He looked down through the portals of time. That's what it says in there. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. He looked down through the portals of time and saw that Jeremy Martin was going to need him a savior. He saw Jeremy Martin sitting in the back of his parents' Ford Explorer crying and saying, God, I don't want to go to hell. I'll do anything. I know I can't do nothing. If you don't save me, I'm a goner. And he looked down and said, the old Jeremy Martin's going to need him a savior. So, Father, I'll go. He said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But that wasn't his will. And so Jesus willingly went to the cross for you and me tonight. I'm thankful tonight that I've got a God that loves me enough to die for me. It goes on to say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again. That abundant mercy. Mercy means not getting something that we do deserve. I deserve the devil's hell. I don't deserve one single opportunity. He called me because he loves me, not because I deserved it. If you're here tonight and God's
telling you that you need to come and move. That old devil's probably trying to tell you that you don't deserve to go to heaven. He's trying to tell you just stay in your seat. You've never been to church before. You've never been to a church like this one before. And so you don't know what they're talking about. This salvation's not for you. Let me tell you, this salvation is for whosoever will. It's for every single person in this church house. It's for every single person in the entire world. He looked down and said, I'm going to have mercy on them. I'm going to give them something that they don't deserve. And he gave us the free gift of salvation. He pardoned us of that sin. He's blotted out my iniquity. We'll soon come to a close. It says here, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. I'm thankful for that lively hope. I love that song Taylor sings. I walked by the tomb of Buddha. I looked inside and I saw his bones. I traveled on to see Muhammad, still wrapped up in his grave clothes. But then I journeyed to a garden where old Joseph left him lay. The precious lamb, God's only begotten, was no longer in that grave. I'm thankful that the precious Lamb of God got up from the grave. If it wasn't for that Dave Jordan, when I die, this would be it. I wouldn't be getting up neither. But he got up 3 days later, and just like him, I'm going to get up from the grave too. There's some people in this world who think this is all we've got, who think that all we have is this world, and I'm going to live the best life I've got while I'm here. I'm not worried about the things of this world. If I got to stay in my 1,300 square foot house, raising four boys with not enough room to even get a computer in, that's fine by me. But I'm more concerned about my home over yonder. I love that song, My Treasures Are Up Yonder. I'm thankful for that tonight. The last thing it says is, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I'm glad I don't have a responsibility to keep what I've got. I couldn't live good enough to get it, and I surely can't live good enough to keep it. But the God who saved me is the God that holds me, and nothing's going to prick me from his hand. I'm thankful tonight that I have a God that will hold me forever. It says in John 3:16 that we'll have everlasting life. My everlasting life doesn't start when I got over there. My everlasting life started when I was a six-year-old boy. I got everlasting life. If it was if something I could lose, if it was something I'd have to get saved again for, that wouldn't be everlasting life. But he promised me I have everlasting life today. I'm glad he keeps me tonight. That's all I've got for you. I feel like just asking Taylor if he wouldn't mind get us just a verse of song. I appreciate your prayers, church. It's been good to be here. We'll ask everyone who's willing to stand to your feet. And if you're here and you don't know about that Jesus I've been telling you about today, I hope you come and find him. He knows you. In Jeremiah, it says, the Lord told Jeremiah, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. He knew from the foundation of the world who Jeremy Martin was going to be. And he knows who you are. He knows everything you've been going through. He knew the journey it would take to get you to this altar. And he's calling you tonight. Why is they sing? I beg of you to come.
I am redeemed. I've been bought with a price. Jesus, he's changed my whole life. If anybody asks you, just who I am, well, you can tell. Love, and I'll tell of
His goodness to me.
The Lord's calling you tonight.
He
I beg of you to come to this
altar. Redemption.
You might be here, and you might have left here a time or two crying about your faith. You might have left here and said, I'm scared of what's going to happen when I go to bed tonight. This could be the last time you have to leave this church house scared, babe. This could be the last time that you ever have to worry about going to hell. If you just follow Him, if He's calling you tonight, I beg of you, to come to this altar and come and find out about the dearest friend I ever had, the one who died for you, the one who got up for you. That song. I love that song. I am redeemed. When Peter called them strangers, he might not have known their name, but he knew they were redeemed. I'm thankful to know I'm redeemed. That's as far as I feel like going. Does anybody else have a song or anything on your heart? Again, I truly appreciate your prayers tonight. I'd like to tell you to be careful going home. I'm sure the roads aren't the best, so just be careful and be praying for our services this week and pray for our sister churches and pray for our pastor as he comes home. Does anybody else have anything at all, announcements or anything on your heart?
That's Kelly Thompson's mom.
Yeah. Yeah, just remember that. That's Janice Webb. That's Kelly Thompson's mom. We've talked about that a few times, asked prayer for her a few times. We just love Kelly and Joel, so let's really pray for her. Pray for the whole family. Anybody else tonight? Again, we appreciate Brandy and Lee being here. Next time, hopefully, we'll get to hear you. All right. If nobody else has anything, we're going to ask Brent to dismiss us in prayer.